God and my mom. God has been alive and at work in Cambodia and has loved the Cambodian people long before we arrived in Cambodia.
神様はずっとおられるお方なので、自分たちがこの辺りから始める前、初めてカンボジアに行く前から、カンボジアの方々を神様は愛しておられました。
But we've been blessed to be invited into that work, and our work began in 2007, and we began Banyan Community School in 2012.
ただその神様の愛の働きの中に2007年に初めて自分たちが加わることができて、また2012年、この今、運営している学校を開くことができました。
Banyan Community School, or BCS as we call it, is a free English school for children and youth who come from some of the poorer families in the villages that surround Siem Reap.
Banyan Community School, これが学校の名前なんですけど、Siem Reap にある、より貧しい、家庭の、での子どもたちを主に、受け入れて、無料の英語学校を応援しています。
We offer free English education as a way to help them improve their living situation and to support their families independently. But more importantly, we do this to shape their hearts and their character. And we continue to see lives and families changed because of that.
英語を学ぶ、その機会を与えることで、彼らが、より、良い仕事を得て、家族のサポートをできて、そういうことを一つビジョンとして持っています。でもそれよりも何よりも、学校に来て、そのコミュニティの中で彼らの心が育つこと、彼らの心が変えられて、良い、人へと成長すること、それを何よりも望んでいます。
We also offer help in other ways like medical and dental care, fixing up the houses, and employing family members so that they have more work and can support their families. And we partner with local schools and do similar programs like our programs at BCS.
時にこう歯医者さんとかお医者さんが行くときは歯科検診をやったり健康診断をやってみたり、また生徒のお家のもし本当に貧しい方々のお家にはお家をこう直したりそういう働きもしていたりお家の方を通してこう雇用を雇って仕事の働く場を与えたりそういうことも行っています。
So this morning we'll hear from three people their testimonies, but I hope what you will also hear that you will see the common thread of how God is at work. God is at work through those people and God is at work and through all of us together in that work.
今日はそう3人の方に証しをして分かち合ってもらうんですけど、特に目を向けてほしい、注意してほしいのは、それぞれ3人を通して共通して、神様がどんな風に働いてくださっているのか、また私たちの人生の中で神様はどんな風に働いてくださっているのか、そのことを思いながら聞いていただきたいと思います。最初、1つビデオを流したいと思います。これは去年の1年前の3月の旅の働きを紹介したビデオです。
So we'll see a video. This is a video from last year in March.
Logan, can you turn up? Logan, can you turn up the light?
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Sai.
My name is Motonari Agarie.
私の名前は Agarie Motonari です。
沖縄大学に通っていて、昨日沖縄から来ました。
I am from Okinawa and I'm studying at a university there and I arrived yesterday in Ibaraki from Okinawa.
私は、前回の12月のラバナサービに参加しました。
I joined this past December's mission team to Cambodia.
今回で、2回目です。
It was my second time to go.
この活動を通して人とのつながりは私の宝だと確認できることが何より嬉しかったです。
I'm so thankful more than anything for the relationships that were developed through the Love and Serve mission, and I treasure them.
この旅で、Japan team はたくさんのトラブルがあって大変でした。
All of us on the Japan team had several health challenges in December.
そんな中でもちゃんと経験したことがあるので、シェアしたいと思います。
But even so, we experienced some really great things about which I'd like to share with all of you today. First of all, I'd like to share about why I went again. My first time to Cambodia was this past year in March 2018.
初めての海外で、不安の中、とてもいい経験をさせてもらったのを覚えています。
It was my first time ever to travel abroad, And even though I was nervous, I can remember having many amazing experiences.
中でもこの旅で出会った仲間、向こうで出会ったたくさんの人と仲良くなれたことがとても嬉しかったです。
Through that time, the highlight was definitely the depth of relationships that were formed with the rest of the team from Japan, and especially while we were in Southeast Asia.
私が沖縄にいる時も連絡をくれたり、気にかけてくれたりして、とても嬉しいです。
Even after my year at Ibaraki Christian University ended and I returned to Okinawa, they continued to contact me and check up on me.
今、こうして茨城に来れていることが何よりの証拠です。ありがとう。
The fact that I am here today in Ibaraki is a testimony in itself to how much they mean to me, so thank you.
そして3月に行ったカンボジアで知り合った友達も、また来てね、や、早く来てと連絡をくれたりして、私も早く会いたい、また同じ時間を過ごしたい。いい経験をたくさんしたいから向こうが来てって言ってくれるなら行きたいという気持ちでいっぱいになりました。
And also, the new friends that we made in Cambodia said, come again, okay? And I want to see you come back soon. They also have continued to contact me, and I really wanted to see them again as soon as I could. So that basically would say, hey, we want to be with you again.And have more meaningful time together. That strengthened my resolve to make it happen. And so I did whatever I could to go back.
それがきっかけで参加しようと思いました。今考えればとても大きな決断だったと思います。
Thinking back on that now, it was a significantly big decision for me for a lot of reasons.
12月のカンボジアの活動では、上をテーマに物事を見ていきました。
We looked at the theme of hunger in our daily discussions and devotionals in December.
上と聞いたとき、物欲のイメージが湧き、私があまり感じることができない言葉だなと思っていて、イメージで話を進めていきました。
At first, the image that came to my mind was greed, something that I don't really feel like I particularly struggle with. But as we discussed it through, I realized some things that I face in relation to that.
そんなときに私はある問題とぶつかってしまいました。言葉の、言語の壁です。
It was a certain kind of hunger that was created by a language barrier.
英語がとても苦手で、簡単な会話についていくことにとても苦労しました。
To be honest, I really hate English. And it takes an amazing amount of effort and energy to follow even the simplest conversations.
久々に会えた友達と仲良く会話がしたいのに、伝えたいことが伝わらない。話したいことが話せない。分かりたいのに分からない。とても辛かったです。
Meeting friends that I hadn't seen in a while, there was so much that I wanted to talk about with them, but I didn't know how to say it. I wanted to talk, but I couldn't. I wanted to understand, but again, I couldn't. It was really, really hard.
同時に体調不良にもなり、自分の不甲斐なさ、自分に足りないものが見えて、とても嫌な気持ちになりました。
At the same time, I got really sick on the trip, and I realized my inner struggle, and I saw more clearly what I was lacking, and that was a really horrible feeling.
もっと勉強しなくちゃ、もっと考えなくちゃ、簡単に打破できる力が欲しい。泣きながら何かにすがりつこうとしていました。
I need to study more, I thought, and I need to think and plan more deeply about this problem in Cambodia. I found myself weeping.Alone in my room, as I tried to cling to what I wanted and didn't have, and felt my vulnerability.
今思えばこれが上だなと思います。
And now looking back, I can identify that that was the hunger that was inside of me.
その時自分が飢えているとは思わないし、ディスカッションであった考えさえ思い出せないぐらい何かに夢中にすがろうとしていました。
At the time, I didn't realize it though, and what we talked about in the discussion almost seems like a dream that I can't recall.
そんな時に助けてくれたのが、あのジャパンチームとチームの仲間やシンガポールチームの仲間、そしてカンボジアの友達です。
In that time, it was my friends from Japan, as well as the Singapore team and the people in Cambodia who really helped me.
助けてくれたと言っても、何かくれたとか、何かを教えてもらったとかではありません。
When I say that they helped, it wasn't something that they did or something that they taught me.
ただ、私とおしゃべりをしてくれたことです。
They just talked and listened.Played together, we had good conversations.
カンボジアの友達と何気ない会話や一緒に遊んだこと、仲間のみんなと今回の旅はどうだったか、何かあったのかの共有、クレイジーな話、恐怖のドリアン、この一つ一つの会話や遊びが私に何かをくれました。
Each simple moment was a beautiful gift. Being silly together, facing the fear of eating nasty durian, our times of relaxation, and all the meaningful conversations we shared.
飢えて、自分が飢えている時こそ分からないものです。
I think hunger is something that we don't necessarily recognize or realize that we really struggle with hunger.
それが悪いかも、いいかも分からないです。
To be honest, I don't know if that's a good or bad thing.
でも、飢えは何か足りない、いい気持ちになる、寂しいものでもあります。
But hunger includes the sadness and the loneliness that we feel when we realize that we're missing or lacking something.
こういった中で、私が今回の活動で経験して分かったことは、どれだけ飢えていても、私がこの旅でいろんな人からもらったものは、それを上回る幸せなく、幸せをくれることです。But
one thing that I learned though on this trip was that no matter how deep my personal hunger was, what I received from the people on that trip far exceeded it.
そのもらったものは愛という言葉だけでは言い表すことができない大きなものです。
Somehow the simple word love doesn't fully express the magnitude of it, but it includes a joy that goes beyond being satisfied or fulfilled by material things or by explanations.
ものでは埋められない何かをそれは埋めることができるし、幸せになれるということです。旅の中でカンボジアの友人からいくつもの手紙をもらいました。
In December, I received many letters or hand-drawn pictures from the students at BCS.
この絵や手紙には物以上の価値があるし、何かがあります。
There is something of greater value in those letters and pictures that can't be measured or fully explained.
そういったものを今度は自分から相手にあげたいと思う。
But whatever that is something that I want to be able to give to others as well.
私なりの思いを込めて、それが相手に届くように、伝わるように。
In whatever way I'm able to do it, I want to express that in word and in action.
この証も誰かに届くように、伝わるように。
I hope it starts today with this testimony.
そして届いたなら、私は少しは成長できたかなと思います。
And if I'm able to do that, then I think I can say that I've grown and changed a little.
Thank you very much.
ありがとうございました。Good morning, everyone. My name is Miho Watanabe. And this morning I want to share about the Love and Serve mission. It was my first time to be a part of it. Several members on our team, both from Japan and Singapore, fell sick with food poisoning in December. So I was worried for them. But I'm thankful that God still protected us and healed my teammates. I know that people were praying for us during the trip, and those of us who went really realized and learned not a lot of new things that brought growth and change. So I'd like to share a little bit about that. Perhaps of greatest impact to me was that I was able to think deeply again about my relationship with God. I say that because the part that remains most treasured in my heart were our daily devotional and small group discussion times in the mornings.
その時間は毎朝朝食を食べながらの時間でした。食べることが好きな私は正直、ゆっくり食べたいから食べながらのディスカッションはあまり気乗りしないななんて思いつつ参加し始めました。また、現地では日本人メンバーからフードファイターと名付けられるほど、何度もホテルのバイキングのご飯をおかわりしながらの参加となりました。しかし、おいしいものを頬張りながらも自分なりに真剣に参加しました。
Every morning we would break up into smaller groups and have a discussion on the theme of hunger as we ate breakfast. For someone like me, who loves to eat, and I totally understand her, when I heard that we would be having discussions while eating, I didn't think I could really get into it. I didn't want to take that away from enjoying my meal. So I honestly entered with a begrudging attitude about that. And my teammates affectionately nicknamed me Food Fighter because they could see how much I was enjoying the morning breakfast buffet where we ate each day. But I promised that even though I was thoroughly enjoying my food, I was focused on our discussions too.
いろいろありましたが、結果的にその数日間のディベーションやディスカッションの時間のおかげで、新婚生活から抜き足差し足でフェードアウト仕掛けていた私が、また神様のところに戻って歩みたいという思いが与えられました。
There are probably lots of things combined that contributed to this during the trip, but especially after our daily discussions and praise times in the day, God, from whom I had drifted away from, breathed into my stale and fading faith life and drew me back to himself.
特に印象に残っているのが2箇所6の8の箇所で、神が私たちに望んでいることが正義や公義を行うことであるという箇所を読んだ時のことです。
Perhaps the word from God that especially impacted me from what we read and discussed was the passage from Micah chapter 6 verse 8. He has shown you, O people, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
その箇所を読んだ時に正義とは何とヒロさんから聞かれました。私はその時なんとなく正しいことという意味しか思いつきませんでした。しかし続いてヒロさんが正義の義という漢字は彼、私が羊を上に持ち上げ神にました。そしてそれは昔の人々が罪を犯した際に羊などの動物を自分の罪の身代わりとして神に捧げていたことを表していると教えてくれました。さらにイエス・キリストがしたことによって動物ではなくイエスが私たちの罪の身代わりとなって言われたことを信じることによって動物の生き贄をもう捧げる必要がなくなったこと、現れたことを教えてくれました。
When we first read the passage, Hiro asked us, what is justice? I hesitantly replied, doing what's right. The Japanese word for justice is seigi, which consists of two kanji, sei, which means correct or right, and gi, which means righteousness or right living and being. Hiro highlighted the symbols that we find in the gi kanji, which are lamb, me or we, and knife. In other words, a sheep is lifted up or sacrificed to God in our place as an offering that brings a restored relationship to God. He taught us that in more ancient times, people would sacrifice a lamb or other animal to God as a substitute offering for their own lives in order to receive forgiveness. But now, he continued, we no longer need to do that because Jesus came to earth and taking our sins upon himself, He became the sacrificial lamb, and for all, he died on the cross. And that becomes our redemption and restoration of relationship for the God in whom we believe.
私はその時、ストーンとその意味が腑に落ちたような気がしました。昔から教会で何度もイエス・キリストが自分の罪のために死んだことや動物の生贄の話についても聞いていたので、
When I heard that, it hit me like a ton of bricks, and it stuck with me. I had grown up in the fellowship of the church and had heard and studied the stories of Old Testament sacrifice and the fact that Jesus died for our sins. So I was familiar with all of that, but that day it shifted from being head knowledge or information to really being something that I knew and experienced within my heart and my life.
またそのディスカッションで正義の反対は罪だという点だろうと質問されました。
And in the same discussion, we then talked about how the opposite of justice and righteousness is sin. And then Hiro asked us, "So, what is sin?"
私はすぐに罪とは盗んだり、何か悪いことをしたりすることだと思いました。 それもありますが、聖書で言う罪とは神様から離れて生きることだとその時言いました。そしてああそうなんだとピンときました。まさに目から鱗が落ちました。神から離れて生きることが罪だということも昔から何度も聞いてきたのに、そこで初めて理解できました。
I immediately thought to myself, well, sin is doing bad things like stealing. While that's not incorrect, Hiro further shared that when the Bible is talking about sin, it's referring to living apart from God and being in a state of a broken relationship separated from God. It was like finally something fell from my eyes and I could see again clearly. Again, while I had heard it many times,that sin was a life apart from God, it finally became real, and I felt like I truly understood.
デボーションの時間以外にも、今回一緒に参加された健子さんと今までよりも信仰が身近に感じられるようになりました。
Besides our daily discussions and devotional times, I spent a lot of time with Keiko-san, who really deeply listened to me and talked with me a lot about faith. Faith became real to me and the closest to my core being it's ever been.Since then, I resolved that I want to walk daily together with God. During this mission, I honestly wasn't able to offer much besides spending time with and playing with and laughing with the students at BCS and the children in a couple of the more poverty-stricken villages. But the beauty of their joyful faces burned a lasting impression in my heart.
胸の中にあったのは子供たちを愛し仕えることができているのだろうかということでした。過ごすことはできたと思います。
While interacting with the children in Cambodia on the love and serve mission, my greatest intention was to truly love and serve the children. And I wondered if I actually accomplished being that and doing that. And as I reflect, I've had time to reflect over the last few months.I think I can say that I did do that. I was present for them and with them, and we did have a good time together. Just as this mission is named Love and Serve, I want to continue to learn better how to receive all the love that God has to offer, to be filled with it, and in the truest sense of the meaning,share that with those who are around me.
Thank you. Good
morning.
My name is Akatsu Kentaro. I'm here today. I'm going to make a Mito Kyokai in the Mito.今日という日を迎えられたこと、皆さんに、そして神様に心から感謝します。
I'm Kentaro Akatsu, and I'm very happy to share about my decision to receive baptism today in the midst of my Mito Church family. I want to express my heartfelt thanks to God and to all of you who have gathered to witness and celebrate this moment with me today.
今日もミッションサンデーですが、僕は神様に出会ってから今の自分に至るまで。ラブ&サーブのこの活動がいつも共にありました。この活動を通して僕のことを変えてくださり導いてくださったのだと感じています。そんな神様とのここまでの歩みを少し聞いてください。
It's Mission Sunday at Mito Church and the Love and Serve Mission to Cambodia has always been a part of my faith story from first meeting God until this moment todayAnd through this mission, I really feel like God has led me and changed my life. So let me share with you some of the glimpses along that journey so far.
僕が初めて神様の存在に気づいたのは2年前になります。2017年3月のラブ&サーブでした。
The first time that I knew of the existence of God was 2 years ago now. It was my first time to go on the Love and Serve mission in
March 2017.そんな時に出会ったのが大学のとある授業にカンボジアのボランティア紹介でやってきたジョエルさん、ヒロさん、そして美咲さんでした。坊主に T シャツ、クロックス、その滑覆の良すぎるカナダ人、そしてやけにテンションの高い大学4年生女子、明らかに異様な空気を出していましたその時、何なんだこの人たちと僕は思っていました。でも聞いてみると彼らが話すカンボジアの話はとても興味を惹かれるもので、いつの間にか自分もこの活動に参加してみたいなと思っていました。
Until that point I had never really known of God because my life was totally consumed by the world of baseball. Weekdays and weeknights were completely devoted to baseball.And it was the center of my life. And up until that point, my goal and my purpose for life was this, baseball. It was in the first semester of my freshman year at IC that I heard about the Cambodian mission in my intro to education class. An odd group of three. Some dude with a buzz cut, wearing a t-shirt and Crocs. A cheerfully...voluptuous, full-bodied Canadian. And a super happy, overly intense university senior girl. Hiro, Joel, and Misaki. Obviously, this little troop was out of the ordinary. And I thought, who are these people? But everything that they shared so passionately about Cambodia was so intriguing.And I suddenly found myself really wanting to find out more and to be a part of that mission.
参加することを決めた初めてのラブ&サーブの旅。僕は自分がカンボジアの子供たちのために何かしてあげるんだ。自分が助けるんだ。と思っていました。でも実際は子供たちの笑顔に自分が励まされ、自分の力で彼らのことを助けることなどできませんでした。
I set out on that first Love and Serve mission determined that I was going to do something so amazing for those Cambodian children. I was going to help those poor children. I was going to save those kids and solve all of their problems in one shot. But in actuality, it was me who was encouraged by them and by their joy. And I was unable to do anything by my own power.
そんな中、活動の中で神様のことを知り、賛美をし、ディボーションを行い、祈っていました。その時は正直何をしているのか分かりませんでした。ですが、なんか良い話をしているし、まあなんか楽しいので、その場の雰囲気に身を任せていました。そんな中でも、何かこの旅は他のボランティアとは違う、そんな大きなインパクトを受けて帰ってきました。
And it was on that first trip that I first learned about God, as we sang praises and prayed and had times of worship. To be honest, I really didn't know what we were doing or why, but it was fun and it was good, and so I just enjoyed it. What I did know is that there was something different, a big difference, from any other volunteer program. The impact on my life was something that I carried home to Japan with me.
神様という存在にはまだ目を向けていなかったものの、ラブ&サーブの活動がとてもいいものだと僕は身に染みて感じていました。なので僕はこの後1年間を通じて大学の仲間にこの活動のことをたくさん紹介しました。そうして集まったたくさんの学生と共に行くことに決めたのが2018年3月、僕にとって2回目のカンボジアの旅でした。
Well, I still wasn't really focused on God or knowing God. I came back changed and knew that the love and serve mission was amazing. Over the course of that following year, I shared about my experiences with many of my friends in university and introduced them to Love and Serve and brought them to the liaison office. My second trip to Cambodia with Love and Serve then was this past year in March 2018, but this time with a group of 12 other university students and three leaders.
学校に行かず出稼ぎに行く子供たち生活排水を池に垂れ流しそれをそのまま皿洗いの水として使う生活日本ではありえない状況がそこに広がっていました2回目の旅はあまりのショックと悲しみそして何もできない悔しさがあり自分としては本当に辛い旅でした
It was on that second trip that I got to see a more realistic picture of the situation in Cambodia right now. Children who had no access to education or any way to go to school, with their only access to water being a drainage cesspool filled with garbage that they use for washing their clothes, brushing their teeth, bathing, and drinking. It was a bleak reality of their real-life situation every day, something that we could never imagine and never accept in Japan. The shock, sadness, anger, and feelings of helplessness to improve their situation was overwhelming, and it made it a very hard trip.
そんな自分にはどうしようもできない状況を感じながら、僕は神様の存在を少しずつ理解するようになり、神様はいるということを信じ始めました。しかし、2回目の旅の後、自分の選択した道は神様から逃げることでした。はっきりとその時の気持ちを言い表せないんですけれども、きっと自分の力はとても小さくて未熟であることを受け入れたくない、そんな自分のプライドがあったのだと思います。だから神様がいいことを言っているのはわかるんだけれども、自分の中に神様を受け入れることはしたくない、そんな思いがありました。
It was in that moment of admission that I felt helpless, that I could understand the need for a compassionate and merciful God. And that was when I first began to believe in God. Yet after that trip, the path I chose was to try to run away from God. I don't think I said that directly, but I didn't want to admit or accept how powerless and naive I was. And my pride got in the way. So I could understand and accept when others said that God is good, But I didn't want to accept God within me. That's where I stood.
その後、そんな自分がどうなったかと言いますと、たくさんうまくいかないことが出てきました。大学入学時から続けてきた高校生への野球指導や人間関係での問題など、自分の力ではどこにもこうにも立て直せない厳しい状況が続きました。
After that, I honestly went through a period of time where nothing seemed to be going right in my life.In the high school baseball coaching that I'd been doing since my freshman year of college, and in other relationships, there were several problems that came up. And no matter what I tried to do or tried not to do, I couldn't seem to resolve any of it. And I felt kind of miserable in the mess.
誰かに相談しても、この問題が根本から解決するわけではありませんでした。自分の頼れる唯一の存在は神様しかいませんでした。悩んだ結果、僕はしょうがないから神様に聞いてみることにしました。はじめは難しい感じがしましたが、そのうちに神様に頼っていくことを覚え、自分の持っていた意固地な部分が少しずつ溶かされていきました。そんな時、私が、ふとシャワーを浴びて頭を洗っていた時に、なぜあなたはそんな子供みたいに意地を張って神様を受け入れないの？良いと思っているなら素直に受け入れればいいじゃない、と言われました。この声の主は自分で気づいたのか、はたまた神様か、真相は私には分かりません。でも僕はそこで、まあ受け入れてもいいか、とふっと楽な気持ち、そしてなんか嬉しい気持ちになりました。こうしてここから僕の神様との歩みが加速していきました。
No matter who I talked to about those problems, I knew that they couldn't resolve the problem at the root, and I realized that the only one that I could depend on was God. I began to try to listen to God, admittedly because I felt like there was nothing else that I could do. At first I felt awkward, but over time I learned to rely on God, and that uncomfortable awkwardness eventually disappeared. In fact, it was one day that I was taking a shower and I was washing my hair when this thought popped into my head. Why don't you just have more childlike honesty and just accept God? If you really think he's that good, just be honest and obey him. Whether that was the voice of God or the voice of my own heart, I honestly don't know. But I responded with, okay, I guess I will. And almost immediately, I was more at peace. And it felt like joy was bursting forth. From that point on, my walk with God picked up speed pretty quickly.
こんな風に神様のことを受け入れて、共に歩むことはいいなと思い始めた頃、2018年12月、3回目のカンボジアに行くことに決めました。この旅は自分のために行くんだ。自分は本当に神様と歩んでいくのか、ここで決めていくんだ。この旅にしようと思っていました。どんな風にカンボジアの子供たちと触れ合い、シンガポールの友人たちと濃い時間を過ごそうか、と様々なビジョンを思い浮かべながら旅に臨みました。
So when I finally began to admit that I would accept God and it was good to walk with him, I made the decision to go on my third Love and Serve mission trip this past December. But this time, I wasn't primarily going for the children, nor was I going to take my friends. This time, I was going for myself. I was going to decide if I was going to walk with God and live for him and give my life to him. I set aside that purpose for this trip. I had all kinds of plans of how my interaction with the Cambodian children and with our fellow teammates from Singapore would be all a part of that, and I set up my vision for this trip.
しかし、そこで待っていたのは思いもよらない旅でした。皆さんもご存知かと思います。カンボジアについてわずか2日目、僕は人生で初めて深刻な食中毒にかかりました。立つこともままならず、子供たちのことなどを考えられる暇もありませんでした。なかなか予定通りに進まず、みんなで悔しい思いをしながら、どうにか最終日にこじつけましたが、別れ際に BCS のある生徒の子から言われた言葉は、BCS をやめなければいけないかもしれないという言葉でした。その後、結果としてはまだ BCS に残ることができたらしいのですけれども、その時の自分の心は本当にショックでした。3回目の旅で、また僕は自分一人の思い通りにことをなすことはできないのだと思い知らされました。この旅を通して神様は自分の力の小ささ、未熟さをまたさらに気づかせてくれました。
But then things didn't go as I had planned. On the second day in Cambodia, I got hit terribly with the most horrendous nasty food poisoning.For the first time ever in my life. I was so sick and so weak I couldn't even stand up and do all the things that I wanted to do with the kids there. I felt frustration, I think everybody felt frustration with what seemed like this plague that had hit our team and felt like I became a burden to them. And then on the last day, one of the students that we are closest to, the one in the picture there, just told us before we left that she might have to stop her study at BCS.Since then, we found out that she was able to continue, but at the time I was really shocked emotionally. Once again, even on this third trip, things didn't go as I expected and planned, and I learned that I cannot do things on my own the way that I want. Through this journey, God helped me to realize once again truly how small and immature my power and my perspective are when I'm all alone.
こうして日本に帰り今に至ります。ここまでの2年間私は神様に対し自分の力で勝負を挑んでいました。その時僕は、まるでボクシングで神様と同じくらいの大きさで対等に戦っているんだと、そう思っていました。でも神様から見たら僕はノミのように本当にちっちゃくてえっと思います。そんな ふうに神様はいつも僕の力の何十倍もの力で僕の無力さに気づかせてくれました。
So I returned home to Japan, and here I am now, 3 months later. For these past 2 years, I have been throwing challenges at God with my power. At the time, I imagined that I was boxing with God and throwing an equally strong punch back at Him. But from God's point of view, I'm like this wee little flea, barely flicking Him. Over and over again, God has helped me realize my powerlessness against His infinite power.
12月の旅では、もう分かった。ギブアップです。歩む方向は、もうその時、決まっていました。そして、最後、神様と共に歩むかどうかの決断を自分に解いた時、思い出したのは、これまでの歩みでした。
So in December, I finally came to the point and said, okay, God, seriously, I just give up. I finally asked myself to make a decision about whether or not to walk with God. And as I look back upon these last 2 years, the decision was obvious.
大学入学時、僕が最も苦手で最も嫌いな教科は英語でした。でも、今一番学びたい教科は英語です。シンガポールのみんなとカンボジアの子供たちと、そして AET の皆さんと英語で話をすることがとても楽しいです。
For example, when I entered university, the course I hated the most was English. Yet now, what I want to study the most is English, because I enjoy talking and building deeper relationships with friends in Singapore, with the children in Cambodia, with the AETs here.
大学4年間は休日も野球の練習に行って野球にどっぷりと浸かるのだとそう思っていました。でも気づいたらこうして教会に通っていました。
I thought I would give all of my free time and all of my days off to be fully dedicated to the world of baseball so that I could immerse myself completely in that sport. Yet I realized I found myself every week worshiping with the church and how my first priority had shifted.
カンボジアに初めて行くことを決めたとき、僕は一度だけ行くつもりでいました。しかし、気づいたらもう3回カンボジアに行っています。もちろん、これからも行くつもりです。
The first time I went to Cambodia, I was resolute that I was only gonna go once. But then I realized I ended up going 3 times. And I guess I should also add that I plan to keep going.
自分が大学生のうちに洗礼を受けるなんて僕は想像もしませんでした。しかし今こうして洗礼を受けようとしています。
I never imagined that I would be baptized while as a university student, yet here I am just minutes away from that too.
こんなふうに自分の大学生活は自分の思い通りになど一つもなりませんでした。しかし今ここにいる自分は自分で想像していたものよりも100倍幸せだと言い切ることができます。
There is literally nothing, not one thing, that has gone the way that I thought or planned for my university life. But I can say confidently that I am 100 times happier than I ever thought I would be or could be.
ここにいる様々な人を通して僕を愛してくださいました。素晴らしい道を与えてくださいました。この歩みを振り返ったとき、自分が受けてきたものをもう一度見たとき、この道を選ばないことなど僕にはありえませんでした。
God has loved me in such amazing ways through several people here too. I'm truly amazed at the journey that God has blessed me with thus far. When I look back on itI can't even imagine not choosing this path with God. It's not even possible.
だから僕は今ここにいます。僕が今ここにいること、それこそが神様が自分たちを愛し続けてくださっている何よりもの証です。
And that's why I'm standing here right now. The fact that I'm here is a testimony in and of itself of nothing more than a God who keeps loving me.
それからも問題は山積みだと思います。 今までの何倍も辛いことがあるかもしれません。でも僕は神様と一緒だから、どんな困難にでも立ち向かうことができる、平安を持ち続けることができると強く感じています。
Honestly, I know that there's going to be many more challenges and problems that will arise in my future. There may be things far more painful yet to come. But the difference is that I'm with God. And so I can confront any difficulties with God. In that way, it is possible to have peace in the midst of the storms. I am so deeply and strongly convinced of that.
そして、ここまで神様がたくさんの祝福を与えてくださったように、これからもたくさんの大きな祝福を与えてくださると信じています。そんな神様が与えてくださる道が僕は本当に楽しみです。
And I also truly believe that just as God has given us so many great blessings, He will do and give incredibly so much more. I'm really excited to see what God is going to do.
これからも僕の信仰は続いていきます。大学の仲間、カンボジアに一緒に行った仲間、水戸教会の皆さん、大学チャペルの皆さん、その他もろもろ、みんな一緒にこれからも神様と共にあり、成長しながら神様との歩みが進んでいくことを願っています。
And I will continue to walk by faith with God. My hope and my prayer is this: my university friends and those with whom I've gone to CambodiaMy Mito church family, those who I've met through the university chapel, okay, everyone, will walk together hand in hand towards our great and loving God, and that we will grow in faith and relationship together with Him. Together.
ありがとうございました。
Thanks be to God. 神様に感謝します。これから、彼らが、洗礼の準備する間に、感謝、カンボジアのためのこの働きのための特別献金の時間を持ちたいと思います。教会の普段のいつもの献金はまた、あります。このラバンサブの働き、また BCS という学校の運営はすべて人々の献金から、個人または教会の献金で成り立っています。BCS にはスタッフが9人、生徒が300人、だいたいざっと計算すると生徒1人の1ヶ月の学費が2000円で1人の生徒1ヶ月サポートでき、または2万4000円で1人の生徒1年間の学費をサポートできる、形になります。こうやって、彼らが安全で楽しいコミュニティに出会えること、そこで彼らの性格、人の心が育って、それがカンボジアという国に、良いインパクトを与えてくれること、また霊的にも良いインパクトを与えてくれること、それを望んで祈って、この働き続けています。We will now take up a special offering to help support the work of Bayan Community School. This school runs solely on offerings given from churches and individuals, primarily in Japan, Singapore, and Malaysia. BCS has 9 staff and about 300 students. The cost per student per month is about 2,000 yen.Or 24,000 yen per year to support one student. Your love, your generosity, giving helps to fight the poverty and corruption, provide a safe, fun environment for education, empower Cambodians to help their families and to shape their character and influence them spiritually. So please prayerfully help us today. それぞれの思いで構いませんので、献金をお進めいただけたらと思います。